Welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I'm Danielle DeTeach, or Coach Danny D, and I help women to create luxury brands by creating processes and tightening their branding. This is where we talk about how to build your business in a way that allows you to work with ease and enjoy your life. My happy space is spending as much time as humanly possible in my pajamas, and I want to help others to find their happy space while still running profitable businesses. So get comfortable and let's dig in. Hello and welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I am your host, Coach Danny D, and I am here helping women, entrepreneurs, creatives, professionals to find their place of work-life harmony. I want to make sure that you are imploring the systems that are needed to help you to work with ease. I also want to make sure that you are not your own enemy, that you are getting out of your way so that you can level up. So I do that mostly by mindset coaching, my Capable and Confident Challenge, which is going on right now, is a great way to get out of your own way to finally ditch imposter syndrome and start elevating and walking confidently towards your goals. So I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the episode. But so today, my topic for today, I saw a TikTok last night, and it was very on time because it aligned with several other things that had happened in the exact same day and even, you know, across the week, which was the topic of the TikTok was, do you have 8 minutes? And what the young man was talking about, I'm saying young man, it was an older gentleman, actually. What he was talking about was he was in a conversation with a friend of his, and he found out that this friend had been going through some really hard times. And so, you know, part of him was, you know, leaning towards consoling her, but part of him was a little frustrated because he felt like, as a really good friend, she should have reached out to him sooner that she was struggling. And he expressed that to her. He said, you know, I'm a little disappointed that you wouldn't have reached out to me sooner. You know, I'm here for you if you need me. And she said, I did reach out. And so she pulled out her phone and she showed him texts where, you know, she might have said, oh, do you feel like hanging out? Or, you know, some kind of vague thing that was easy for him to brush off, right? And not that he was brushing her off, but maybe he wasn't, you know, maybe he didn't have time to hang out at that moment. But him, you know, his response to her was, I would have made time if I knew that you needed me. And sometimes we don't express our need. But how that TikTok ended was with him saying to his friend, you know, they started a thing where now if either of them needs each other, they text, do you have 8 minutes? And that's their way of saying, I need you in this moment. But I wanted to talk about that a little deeper on a broader scope, because I do think that you need to identify who are your 8 minute people, right? Who are your 8 minute people that you can reach out to in your moments of need? I know a lot of times when we hear about people who are, you know, suffering with things like depression and suicide and stuff like that, and people will say, you know, make sure you're reaching out to people, but sometimes it's not necessarily the reach out. It sometimes is that person needs to, you know, reach out as well. Because sometimes we just don't know. We live busy lives and we don't know, but that reach out is hard. So, who are your 8-minute people? Who are you willing to be an 8-minute person for? And how do y'all communicate that to one another? That, hey, I'm throwing up the bat signal. I need help. So that's one part of it. But the bigger piece of it is understanding that we all need help. Whether that is we need support emotionally, we need support physically, we need, somebody to come in and help us do something. We need support as far as, hiring in our business, whatever that looks like, we all need support. And we're better together. We can't do this alone. It doesn't work that way. And there's something about being able to have that exchange with someone, even if, the problem that you're facing is not solved in that conversation, the release has its benefit. So there's an importance there. And sometimes it's easy for us to forget that as we go through the day to day, because we're just used to, pushing through, tackling what's going on with us. But I know I can speak for myself. Sometimes I don't realize that I needed the release until I've had the release. Like, I don't realize until I've sat with a friend and had a conversation, until I've, sat and thought about it. Because sometimes people ask how you're doing, and we respond reflexively. We just respond fine or good or, but we're not really processing how we're feeling. We're not really processing that question and responding accurately. And in doing that, we are suppressing our feelings. And sometimes it's not until we actually really sit in that question that we realize, you know what? Maybe I'm not doing good right now. Or maybe I'm doing better than I thought. Maybe I'm not, I haven't even had a chance to digest what's going on around me. I'm just tackling things. So, again, figure out who those 8-minute people are. Who are those people? And how are you utilizing that relationship? Don't always, the do you have 8 minutes is the SOS. That's the bat signal. Don't always wait for things to get bad to have those conversations. Find ways to have little conversations daily. Find ways to connect with others daily so that it's not building up to that 8 minutes where you're in distress. Make sure you're having those conversations more frequently and, just try to be mindful of that. Because I know a lot of times, again, I don't, as an introvert, I like quiet time sometimes, and sometimes I kind of retreat, and I don't realize all of the time because I'm comfortable in that space. So it doesn't dawn on me until I'm kind of pulled out of that space to have a conversation with somebody. And it's like, oh, I didn't realize I needed that conversation. I didn't realize that this thing was in the back of my mind, So I want you to, be more thoughtful about that. Be more thoughtful about making sure that you are having these types of conversations. And I want to just touch on, because I know some people will think, oh, well, that doesn't apply to me. I'm an extrovert. I'm always talking to people, Yes, but are you having meaningful conversations? You may talk to a million people today, but did you have any meaningful conversations? Did you connect with somebody on a soul level? Did you connect with somebody in a way that nurtured the part of you that needed to be nurtured? And that's not going to be every single day, but try to make that more regular in your life. Try to make that something that, you are balancing in your life, that, you have your day to day and all of that regular stuff that goes on, but the, inner workings, the things that are, maybe keeping you up at night, the things that are just on your mind or you can't figure out how to process, there's somebody that can help you with that. And that, and it doesn't, have to be, again, as deep as maybe that, maybe your best friend doesn't know the answer to your question, but just someone hearing you out or being a sounding board while you figure out the answers is beneficial. So, who are those people in your life? Start picking out those people and start connecting to those people, because just like you may need the 8 minutes, they might need the 8 minutes too. And the more that you are checking in on one another, the more likely that it doesn't get that deep or that far. So start to figure out who and where is my support system. And that might look different in different areas of your life. So there may be somebody who is really good for you to talk things out with, and that might be a totally different person than the person you need to help you to work on this project that you're working on. But identify those people and build relationships with those people in those different areas so that you are supporting them and heart and there they are supporting you, because sometimes we enter these situations one-sided as well, to where it's like, you are constantly calling this person and dumping, your problems on them. And you don't know that that person is carrying their own set of problems, their own set of situations. So make sure it's a reciprocal relationship, a true relationship, and build that. And it doesn't have to be one person. It could be a group of people. It could be separate people that don't even know each other, but they're still just a part of that circle for you. So who fits that role for you, and that you can also fit that role for them. So that's what I have for you for this week. Like I said at the top of the show, that I do have open enrollment for the Capable Confident Challenge. Just a quick overview of what that challenge is. It is identifying the source of your imposter syndrome, your self-doubt, all those things that keep you from being the most confident version of yourself. And when I say confidence, because that's something that gets misconstrued sometimes, when I say confidence, people say, I'm confident. It's the confidence that comes from your soul. Not the, there are many people that can walk in and command a room, but it's when internally you feel that confidence, when you can, operate in that state internally. Because a lot of times some of the most confident seeming people have the greatest amount of insecurities. And that's not a slight, because we all have insecurities. We all have self-doubt. We all suffer with imposter syndrome, and that's not something that, goes away. The second part of what is done in with inside of this program is creating an arsenal of tools that help you stay in that confident state. So that doesn't mean that you're not going to have that moment where you're like, oh my God, I don't know if I am ready, I don't know if I'm good enough. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have those moments, but now you have the tools to pull yourself out of that moment and continue to walk in your confidence. And was so amazing about that for me is I meet so many incredible women who may see a part of their greatness, but they don't see all of it. And I, see the fullness of their greatness, and I love having the ability to help them to see the fullness of their greatness so that they can then start walking so tall in their passion, in their purpose, and just really just, for lack of a better way of saying, kicking ass, just really getting out there and doing what God has called them to do and being absolutely great at it. So that is what the Capable Confident Challenge is all about, is getting to that point where we're no longer lowballing ourselves because we don't see our worth, where we're no longer not accepting or applying for opportunities because we don't think that we're qualified enough. We are now walking tall, knowing that we are the greatness that we are. So if that is something that you need to work on, please, check the show notes. There'll be a link. You can sign up. The next round is starting in May. So make sure you're there because I want to see all of you fully embracing the greatness that is within you. All right, I'm going to leave you with that, and I will see you next week. Next week we'll have a guest episode, amazing, amazing guest, amazing topic. I'm not going to even teaser it too much. I want you to be there, and just letting you know, I'm excited about what's to come. So I see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Profits in Pajamas podcast. I hope you got some great tips to start working with ease. Want to stay connected? Follow me at Your Workflow on Instagram. For more information about building your luxury brand, register for my upcoming luxury brand workshop at CoachDannyD.com.